Another healthcare merger in Arizona is moving forward now that the State Board of Regents has given its blessing for negotiations between Banner Health and the University of Arizona Health Network to proceed. It's a change of pace from last year's affiliation between Scottsdale Healthcare and John C. Lincoln Health Network. Eugene Schneller, professor at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business and co-director of the Health Sector Supply Chain Research Consortium, says the biggest difference is the presence of a university health center.
Banner has for many years had many of the attributions of a major academic health center, but it's never had the very strong relationship with an actual university hospital and with the medical school and residency programs that come with that kind of an environment.
So, Gene, this sounds like a logical fit to you then?
Well, whether it's not it's logical is an interesting question.
Okay.
I think it's, you know, I think it's the kind of progression that we're seeing. And what we find is that academic health centers like the University of Arizona find that in an environment where one needs accountable care organizations, one needs large networks of patients, that having the academic health center focus is not enough. And therefore, what Banner brings is really a very multifaceted system into the environment, one that really looks like and smells like and is an academic health center. What we really see here is a governance system, and I've had a chance to look over the plans that Banner and the University of Arizona developed collaboratively to develop a shared governance system, not just to bring the two systems together, but to really assure a very high-quality, stable level of medical education within the state. And I think that's a huge advantage for the state of Arizona.
How difficult can combining cultures be, and how much consideration does that usually get when health systems collaborate?
Well, it's very difficult. We've seen other mergers of academic health centers with other entities. One that comes to mind is Tulane, and Tulane basically was bought by HCA, which is the large investor-owned healthcare system. And Tulane has worked very hard to maintain all the characteristics of a high-quality academic health center and to be able to make decisions that one would hope an academic health center would make that might be a little different than the decisions that a community system would make. In the early years of that, there was some lack of match of the cultures, and it took, I think, a good deal of time for HCA to understand what it really meant to manage with and within an academic environment. And I think we've seen the same thing in Georgetown, which went through a similar kind of merger with an investor-owned system. I think what's somewhat different here is Banner isn't an investor-owned system. What we see in the agreement with the University of Arizona is a commitment to invest significant resources into the medical education side of this combination.
Considering how during the recession, the healthcare industry is one that we kept hearing wasn't suffering as much or was, in fact, maybe growing during that time. What sort of effect could mergers, mega mergers like this, have on the state's economy?
You know, that's an interesting question. I mean, I think what we saw in some of the new services was announcement of a reduction in GDP, and much of that being attributed to healthcare and the healthcare environment not expanding as quickly as some had hoped. We've also seen some layoffs in the system. Not necessarily attributed to mergers and acquisitions, but attributed to the relatively thin margins that hospitals have had. We know that university health system has had difficulty in the last year financially. One would hope that the efficiencies here wouldn't lead to the loss of jobs, but really higher productivity within the system. And I think Banner brings to the table some excellence in being able to manage a multifaceted system, something that many academic health centers really haven't developed the expertise to do.
Eugene Schneller, professor at ASU's W.P. Carey School and co-director of the Health Sector Supply Chain Research Consortium. Banner and the U of A Health Network are hoping to finalize their deal by September.